Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the LPGA Chevron Championship. It's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, it finally happened. I can't believe it. It only took damn near a month. Nick Caserio spoke on Stefan Diggs. Still haven't heard from the man himself. Apparently that's something that Nick Caserio is above. Everyone else might not be, but he's above. Unless it's Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon, but I'm not bitter about it at all. I just, you know, like to hear from the guy that got everyone excited.
Not bitter at all.
Yeah, I'm good. Here is Nick Caserio being asked about Stefan Diggs. Took 15 minutes, but he was asked about Stefan Diggs and had interesting back and forth about the newest Texans receiver. Here's what Nick Caserio had to say, and you might have more questions about the move now than you did before.
What goes into a discussion with another team trading for a player like Stefan Diggs? How do you guys kind of arrive at that decision?
Yeah, Cody, I'd say I talked to a lot of different teams at different points of the year. So I think we're always open-minded and just trying to look at opportunities that may or may not exist. I would say that was something like I don't think we were really anticipating, but you know, I think I had some conversations at different points, and ultimately it was able to come to fruition, and we felt that, you know, it made sense for us to pursue. So I'd say we talked to a lot of teams about a lot of different things at different points, you know, hopefully, you know, Steph can come in here, and Steph's been a productive player, so hopefully come in here and help our team in some capacity.
Why do you think that he is a good fit? You talk about noise outside. There is a label, or people say, oh, he's a diva. And the fact that we haven't heard from Stefan yet, is that a Stefan thing, or is that a football ops thing?
Yeah, number one, I don't even know what that definition means. So if someone can define that for me, again, like, we're not worried about, you know, again, we're worried about what a player does when he walks in our building. So we do our research. We talk to our players. We talk to other players all the time. We talk to our players, you know, as an example, like a lot of the guys are in the draft. And we talk to those players, hey, what are your thoughts about so-and-so? What is your experience with him? So, and we do our research, and then ultimately D'Amico and I sit and talk, and if we feel comfortable with the decision, then we go ahead and make the decision. Candidly, I think it's unfair to label anybody until they actually have an opportunity to walk in the building. Again, our environment's different than another environment, so we really don't know what's going on in 31 other buildings. We know what's going on in our building, so excited to have stuff here, and, you know, when he gets here, I mean, certainly he's, you know, he'll be available, you know, it'll be ample time for you all to visit with him, so like, we're not, you know, sign a free agent, you know, bring a jersey up here and, like, do a big powwow. Like, that's not how we operate. Like, we don't believe in that. Other teams choose to do it differently. Excited to have stuff here, and hopefully he can add to our team.
All right, there you go. That's Nick Caserio. So we don't do the whole powwow thing, except when we do. I think that's a little bit dramatic. The fact that he admitted that it wasn't something that they thought was a possibility with Diggs, to me, it makes me wonder. So was it something that you knew was a possibility before you tried to trade for Keenan Allen, or was it something that you perhaps aggressively pursued after? That would be the question that I have, you know, because naturally you think, okay, they didn't get Allen, so then they tried to get Diggs. Did they perhaps just miss on Allen and then say, you know what? What about Diggs? Like, what if Diggs could be a thing? Lot to unpack there with the Diggs thing, but it does seem like, and the other thing that Caserio said was, you know, we're not other organizations, which that used to be a bad thing, that there's been a complete transformation, premature or appropriate or not, where now that's a good thing, that you're not other organizations.
Yeah, so the way I try to parse through this is to just look at, try to differentiate the situations that both Keenan Allen and Stephon Diggs were in, respectively. Now, we know if we followed the offseason, followed the NFL offseason, you know that the Chargers and the Bills alike have both had to make some tough decisions in terms of salary cap casualties and that sort of thing, had to get rid of some players that have been there for a long time. But with Stephon Diggs, there was that added element of straight up not wanting to be there. And so I wonder, like, how much that actually had to do with their interest in him. But say, like, I don't know. At the time, I'm thinking the Bills have less of a motive to get rid of Stephon Diggs than, say, the Chargers, who are really up against the cap, had to get rid of Keenan Allen. And it's sort of just different reasons why the guy is going to move, even though both of them are having to make business decisions. You've got that added
element.
The
Diggs thing got pretty bad, though.
It got bad, and so that's why you were able to come back to it. Like, maybe Keenan Allen made the most sense in the moment, but, hey, in the back end here, like in any other scenario, if it wasn't bad there, Diggs would still be there. As opposed to with Keenan Allen, you knew he wasn't going to be there.
The thing with the Keenan Allen is there's a couple things. First of all, you would have had him for multiple years because you get the extension, and they were going to try to figure that out. But I don't know that he generates the excitement. And I don't know if excitement's necessarily a good thing. I don't know how that correlates on the field, but a Keenan Allen move is not going to generate, it's not going to be as polarizing of a move as Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not now. It could be. I think it's debatable on, like, I think Stephon Diggs obviously has been the better player in recent years, but it's debatable on which one, like,
fits.
Necessarily fits the best or has the greatest impact.
Because Keenan's your slot guy.
Yeah.
Like, you got the slot on lock with Keenan, assuming that he's healthy, which is, like, maybe a dangerous assumption more times than not.
Yeah, and so I think you could have that conversation, but to me, it definitely seems like, and it's obvious, you know, the Stephon Diggs thing was a pivot. It was more so of, hey, we've made our cap casualties, or we've already kind of released our players, but we're not necessarily getting rid of Stephon Diggs because he's expensive, the way the Chargers are getting rid of Keenan Allen because he's expensive. We're getting rid of Stephon Diggs because this thing has run its course. And so the Texans were able to benefit from that kind of glitch in the matrix.
We'll hear what the Bills had to say, the GM, the coach, the quarterback, about Stephon Diggs. We'll hear that at 11:35 when we play the hits. But it was nice to hear from old Caserio talking about Stephon Diggs. I look forward to hearing from Stephon Diggs. I know that's not something that Nick does, and that, you know, Hardo Nick doesn't want to make that a priority, but yeah, it'll be nice for the fans to be able to hear from Stephon Diggs. It'll be nice for us to hear from Stephon Diggs sooner rather than later. But Hardo Nick isn't really down with that right now.
And that's just another one. I don't know what a diva receiver is.
He knows that. You're the smartest guys in town. You know what a diva is.
Pretending like it's not a little weird that a player of Stephon Diggs' caliber being on the team this long, if you go back to when the trade was reported, when they actually confirmed it themselves, they got him in the locker room, and the gap between then and now, and it keeps extending, that's not weird. Pretending like that. Come on, Nick. You know better.
I'm worried about Diggs gaining weight here, though.
Oh, man.
He is very, very, very public about his cheat meals, and you come to H-Town, man.
Food scene's going to be lit.
Yeah, the food scene's lit, and it's not like Buffalo where – I know Buffalo's known for those wings, and I actually think Buffalo's kind of an underrated eating city. But a lot of times when it's that cold, You just don't want to leave the house, man. Yeah. Like, you don't want to leave the house, but in Houston, 12 months out of the year, you can leave the house. You can get you a quick bite, and I'm kind of worried about Diggs putting on that weight. He's not used to it. It might be a little bit of a culture shock for him.
Yeah, the weather is better, I know for sure. I've only been to Buffalo once when I was a kid, but I'm just imagining that the food scene.
Oh, he's going to die at camp, though.
Like, oh, yeah.
The heat.
Poor guy.
From Buffalo to here, he's going to – and from Minnesota to Buffalo to here.
He's going
to
at least get vet treatment.
Oh, he is going to – man, my man is going to be – he might have a water boy, water girl, whatever, following him around. Because you go from Minnesota to Buffalo, and I don't even know which is more miserable. And then you come down here, the heat, because I don't mind the heat, but I'm from here. He is going to be in a weird spot.
And we're also just out there sitting in it or stay like standing in the heat. He's going to be out there actually working. I don't know, man. Hey, look, it's going to build some character. If you're worried about Stephon Diggs' character, and I'm not saying that I am, but if you are, that damn heated training camp going to build some character.
Oh, it's going to kick him. Because even the kids from Ohio and the kids from L.A. and the kids from that come from Alabama to here are like, man, this is different. Okay, Buffalo, Minnesota here, that's going to be wild. But his winters are going to be so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
It'll all be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a give or take. But it's and I would still rather have that than that. But his winters where you have to snowplow. When's the last time you had to use the thing to get the ice off the windshield?
It's been a while. It's been a while. I mean, you can go outside, read a book on your porch on Christmas morning if you want to. Like, it's...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When's the last time you read a book on your porch?
On my porch has been a while. Not on the porch, but like on planes and stuff, you know? I mean, all of it's on your phone now anyway, you know?
You read books on the phone? That doesn't hit.
I do everything. You know what?
Can you read a book on an iPad? It doesn't hit.
It's funny that you ask. I will read long articles on my phone, and I will watch movies on my phone.
That's different.
But I do not read books on the phone.
I see people reading books on the tablet, and I'm like, man, I don't know about that. That just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, no, I do need to flip the page.
Now, I am talking like I'm reading a lot of books, so maybe I'm no expert on this, but it just I feel like when you have the book in your hand, you're flipping the page. Sometimes you gotta lick your finger and the page. The iPad just scroll down. I don't feel like I'm making progress. There's nothing like the progress where you either gotta bunny ear the page or you're throwing the bookmark in there.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to go to the library as a kid and they would have the bookmarks at the end?
That used to be bookmark. The bookmarks, and even when I was younger, when we used to have to do the book covers. Those are some of my favorite things.
And you feel like you're getting over because it's free and you just throw the bookmark in the book.
Yeah.
So you try to take two or something like that. That's the first time. Like that's when like free stuff, people just love free stuff. The bookmark, you really felt like you were getting over kind of a little bit.
It's the last book you read.
Last book I read? Damn. Wife's going to be mad. I'm like, I got like 30 pages left, but there was like a marriage book, like religion, like marriage type.
Those are good to do early on in the marriage and everything. Mine is probably, see, the 7 days at Memorial or 7 days. I should have the title down, but it's by Sherry Fink, 7 days at Memorial. It's about the hospital and medical situation kind of breaking down as Hurricane Katrina was hitting.
I read, it's
pretty intense.
I read Gucci Mane, both of Gucci Mane's books in like a day. Like when I read, it's like a day. There's probably a book that I have that I've read because when I'm reading it, I'm just sitting, like, especially if you're going to the pool or something, you just lay down,
yeah,
read the book.
Not a bad thing. But, yeah, Stephon Diggs can do that. How about Nick Caserio acting like he didn't know what – this was another hard old thing he did where he's like, I don't know what big names are. Have we not spelled that out, though?
Come on, brother.
That's been spelled out multiple times in multiple outlets. You're the first team – correct me if I'm wrong on this, Landry.
Yeah.
First team in the offseason to sign – a double-digit sack guy, 1,000-yard rusher, or to acquire.
Yeah.
Double-digit sack guy, 1,000-yard rusher, and 1,000-yard receiver.
But it is a weird question to ask.
It is.
Like, in fairness, like, big –
Maybe
it could have been said, like, you've gotten high money. You've brought in high money, larger contract guys.
Caliber.
Yeah, big names, though, is kind of a weird way to ask Caserio.
Maybe
and, of course, he's going to hang his hat on Devin Singletary. And it's like – was he a big enough name? I don't know. Maybe, I guess. I mean, or did that? Does that say more about Pierce not working? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
did they think he was a big name? Did they pay him $4 million?
It was. I mean,
four
it was
and
just
a half
a
million. I don't know. Yeah. Did they think he was a big name? Yeah. No, they didn't pay him.
But I mean, when he gets asked big names, it's like, okay, I don't want to dismiss the smaller guys because I do think he did a good job there, but
yeah.
I think big names is just a weird way to ask a GM that question.
Yeah,
but Diva, you know what Diva means. Come on, brother.
Yeah, you
brought in Ocho Cinco and Randy Moss and Antonio Brown in New England.
Yeah.
Like, you know damn well what a Diva receiver is. And you know what happens when that type of risk goes right, Randy Moss, and you know what happens when that type of risk goes wrong, Antonio Brown and Chad Ochocinco.
Dude, he was a wide receiver coach for a short time.
He coached Randy Moss.
He was the wide
receiver. The year that Randy Moss came with Welker.
There you go. We talk a lot about him being, you know, Bill Belichick's, you know, right-hand man or whatever the case, and his work in the front, but he actually coached the wide receivers, like you mentioned, Randy Moss himself.
I thought that was a nice little nug from Aaron Wilson yesterday. I talked to Aaron about this. I guess Aaron said he went to, and it kind of went under the radar, but I guess when Aaron was covering the Ravens,
yeah,
there was a pro day with Stephon Diggs, and the quarterback that was supposed to throw, I guess he got a real job or something. Like, he got like a real job. I think this is how Aaron was telling the story. He got a real job, and then he didn't show up to the pro day or whatever. So then Caserio was throwing the ball to Diggs. And I also thought it was really cool how Caserio said yesterday, and I think this is actually kind of weird. It's not weird. It's fascinating to me that Caserio said that interaction with Diggs, where he was throwing to him, talking to him, and he ended up being a fifth-round pick. So it's not like he was throwing to, like, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
But he said that interaction that he had with Diggs back then in at College Park, Maryland or whatever, was more valuable than any interaction – since then. And I don't know if that means or any information since then. And I don't know if he's just talking about, like, information when it comes to the draft, because he was kind of mixing stuff, or information that he's gotten about Stephon Diggs since then.
Yeah.
That's what – maybe it was just all mixing in, but I thought that was interesting and fascinating.
So I'll take a swing at this. It sounds to me like he's saying my own – personal interaction and
with Diggs
and my reaction to that interaction with Diggs matters more to me than what I mean. They started off by saying the outside noise doesn't matter and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's him saying
I have my own personal interaction, and so, that's more valuable than what Buffalo says or Minnesota says,
or what the media says or anything like that. Whatever the outside perception is, the narrative is on Stephon Diggs. I actually got to meet the guy, so I have an impression on him of him myself.
And you got to meet him, and you got to kind of see what he was about, where he comes from, and all that, like his core, like as a 21-year-old, 22-year-old young man out there trying to make it, and you're trying to figure out about him. Like, there's some people that I know, I don't know, like you meet them a long time ago, whether it's in school or something, and then 8-10 years go by, and you hear stuff about them, and maybe they've made a lot of mistakes, but when you come across them, You're like, and I'm not saying that Stephon Diggs has made like any major mistakes, but you kind of go back to what your interaction was, and that's kind of you kind of start there and then fill in the rest. Yeah,
and he might not know what. I'll just give him the benefit of the doubt and say, what if he doesn't know what the meaning of a diva wide receiver is? He does know ego. He does know what ego looks like. If he doesn't want to call it diva, there's definitely ego in that room, and he should know it firsthand. And look, Cal McNair himself acknowledged that there is an element of that and that you should want that. And I think it's actually the opposite of what Nick said, him not knowing. He knows probably better than most how you can go from being whatever his impression was of Stephon Diggs when he first met him to the impression that it is of the public of he's this diva wide receiver, what the in-between is of the guy that I met and like what an actual competitor looks like in a wide receiver room. And that's probably what the situation
is. We're live at the LPGA Chevron Championship, the 53rd edition at the club at Carlton Woods. A lot of good action going on. We're enjoying the heck out of ourselves. You mentioned Cal McNair.
Yeah.
Coming up, another leak and how Cal McNair is basically a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. A busy day ahead for Cal next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.